We welcome you into our 2021 high school football preseason show here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM. Daniel Versteeg, we're joined by the head coach of the Kingsley Pearson football team. That's head coach Jeff Olson. His Panthers went 4-5 last season, losing out of the eight-player football playoffs in the second round to Newell Fonda. As the Panthers get ready to start the 2021 high school football season. And coach, I guess this is kind of becoming a running trend with the programs up there at Kingsley Pearson, but your program as well, graduated seven seniors. It seems like you guys have a lot of younger talent coming up. How nice is that for you as a coach to have a lot of your team, a lot of your impact players coming back for this year?
You know, it's a good position to be in when you can have that combination on your team of talent and experience. And if you look back, a lot of the guys we'll have on our team this year, they've been either starters or playing heavy minutes over the last 2 and 3 years. So, that's a good position to be in. Obviously, every year there's the seniors you want to have stay on your team and have them just one more year. But, this is one of those years where we got those guys, a senior class that's pretty experienced and pretty talented, and some younger classes behind that ready to step up and fill those roles that have been left behind.
Do you sense a different, I guess, feeling around practice, like the guys get it more? Is there a different feeling at the start of this practice than, say, in prior preseasons?
Well, through a week and a couple practices here, it's definitely seems like we've been able to kind of pick up where we left off last year, not have to focus so much on just the basics of the schemes and stuff. The guys have done a really good job of retaining that information from last year, and so we can, the further along we start, the further we can get by the end of the year, which allows us to do more things and be ready to hopefully make a playoff run.
Yeah, the playoffs are I think definitely in your wheelhouse. Do you sense bigger? Do you, I guess, as a coach, have some bigger expectations for this group of guys considering the experience they have?
They're definitely capable of it. We just got to take it one week at a time, not get too far ahead of ourselves. But looking at our schedule, the meat of our schedule is right in the middle with who we expect to be some of the top teams in our district. So we'll know a lot more after those weeks. And then, we can go from there. Depending on how those go, we can readjust our sights, but still just keep grounded and one week at a time, not overlooking anybody, and just focusing on becoming the best that we can and getting better each week.
Yeah, eight-player football, especially this district with all of the talent there is so difficult on a year in and year out basis. Last year, you guys struggled to beat the Remsen St. Mary's, the Newell Fondas, those teams like that. What do you guys have to do differently this year to maybe pick off some of those higher teams in your district, the Remsens, the Harris Lake Parks? What do you have to do differently to get wins against those teams?
We just got to have the team better prepared as coaches, and you learn more from losing than from winning, I believe. So, we can take those experiences in the past where we've come up short and really make adjustments and get better schemes, better game plans going into it, and try to set our kids up to be successful and give them a plan that they can execute and something that we believe is going to lead to success and wins against those teams. It's, when you're building a program, you know, that's kind of where you're at. You got to knock down that first door. You got to do it first. And until that, you're trying to struggle, get over the hump there. But you just got to do it. And then once you do it, then it's something you have that experience. You know what it takes. And then you can start aiming your expectations higher from there. But you got to get past that first one. And that's what we're going to be looking to do this year.
Once again, chatting with Kingsley Pearson football coach Jeff Olson as they get ready for the 2021 football season. Looking, I know you only have a couple weeks of practice under your belt, but as you've watched the guys, and of course they have the experience, what do you see as your team's strengths this upcoming season, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball?
On the offensive side, we have pretty strong skill players, really good running backs, wide receivers, and a quarterback that's a dual threat that can get him the ball. On defense, we should have a pretty strong defensive line that's going to get after the quarterback, and speedy linebackers that can go chase down anything to the outside. So we should have a good combination of speed and athleticism on the outsides, on both sides of the ball, and then the guys up front to help go along with that and let us play to our strengths.
That speed you mentioned, and you seem to have it in a plethora of speed last year as well. I was looking at your running numbers, and my goodness, Coach, you guys run the football so well, especially Josh Harvey, who rushed for 1,000 yards last year. What do you see? What do you expect out of your ground attack on offense this year?
I expect us to pick up where we left off last year and even be better, being able to add a little bit different schemes and do things that when defenses want to adjust, we have answers for them and allow us to put up those types of numbers against anybody we play. But it all starts up front. We have to replace a couple of starting offensive linemen. So we've got a handful of guys that are in the mix for that this year, and we'll see what the best combination is going to be here going into week one and adjust as we need and keep getting better and trying to gel up front throughout the season. And then getting the ball to guys like Josh and Damon Schmid, Emerson Pratt, getting the ball out wide to Connor Bielner and the Grant Schrader and Dexter Lindgren and guys like that. And then we also have the QB run game with Jackson Howe and Bo Goodwin if he comes in there. Sometimes we have Damon play quarterback. It's just we've got to find ways to be creative and get the ball to our playmakers in space and let them do what they do best.
You know, I always hear about dual threat quarterbacks and how much they change the game on offense. How much does Jackson change your offense when considering his dual threat ability? How dynamic does that make your offense?
It just makes it hard to account for that quarterback when they can run. You have the number advantage, and it's a game of numbers. Especially when we have such threats all spread out across the field, it's tough to be able to match up for defense with our offensive guys all across the board, and especially at the quarterback spot. It's just something that they can't load up on one thing, and Jackson's dangerous enough to make him pay whenever they're trying to overload and take away something else. He can do that. He gets 7 rushing touchdowns last year for us, so especially in the red zone, he's a threat that can get the ball across the end line, and you know, that's going to be something that we have to really work on this year. Is not be selfish, and you know, whatever is best for the team, that's what we need to do. Not focus on individual numbers, just play team ball and be happy with however it goes, but whatever it takes to win, that's what we got to do.
Last thing for you, Coach, as you get ready to start the season here in a little over a week, what kind of things are you still trying to iron out, still trying to improve for your team as you get ready to play GTRA next Friday?
The main position battles right now, is like I said, up front on the offensive line. Defensively, we need to just get guys some practice experience here with getting lined up correctly and knowing assignments. But overall, we're in a good spot. As we get into game week, we will start looking at our specific opponent, GTRA, and really how we're going to attack them specifically. But this week, we're still going to continue to get our base stuff in, make sure we have all of our situational plays and everything installed so that when the game time comes, we're prepared for anything that we might see.
Well, I love to hear it. I love getting closer to football season, Coach. Sounds like your squad's got a good chance to make some noise. We appreciate your time here on KLEM, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you very much.
That was Jeff Olson, the head coach of the Kingsley Pearson football team, as they get ready to take on Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire to open up their 2021 high school football season. They kick off Friday, August 27th at 7 o'clock. Again, Kingsley Pearson taking on GTRA. Our thanks once again to head coach Jeff Olson for joining us, and thank you for tuning in to the 2021 KLEM High School Football Preseason Show here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.